Right, and my next guest basically has an allotment. And, you know, there's so many health benefits that we can have from having an allotment, from, you know, meeting other people, you know, bit exercising as well, just getting out there. And my next guest, Kelly Jane Leach, is no stranger to the allotment. Morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
So, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself, Kelly. Have you always enjoyed gardening in the outdoors?
No. No, I haven't. I used to absolutely hate going outdoors unless it was summer. And if I could get a tan, then I would be outside. But that's completely changed now. I'll go out in all weathers and enjoy it as well. So, yeah.
What was the point that it changed? Why?
I started to become unwell a few years ago. And I was just looking for a hobby, for something to do, but was struggling with what I was already doing. So I used to love to cook. And I thought, well, if I love cooking so much, then I can grow my own ingredients. And that's sort of where it came from. And then it became into some very big obsession. And now it's my day-to-day life now. I couldn't imagine life without it. So, yeah, it was just something that I started thinking, yeah, I can grow my own food. And
you did.
Just went from there and actually found out that it was quite healing and very mindful, and you get a lot of time to think and be with nature. And, yeah, it turned into something I didn't expect it to turn into, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. So everything's you're self-taught, basically, aren't you? You're learning everything as you're going along.
Yeah. So if I want to grow it, I research what I want to grow, and then go from there. So every single year, there's newer things appearing on my allotment, which are trickier and trickier, I think. But things don't always go to plan. Which is part of it, and it's part of the learning process. But I get quite a good yield still, even though things go wrong.
And tell me, so Kelly, you've recently been a guest blogger for Gardening for the Disabled Trust. Ooh. How exciting! I mean, I have to say that must have been a lovely opportunity.
Yeah, it was quite scary actually, because I didn't really know what to write about at first, but. To write for such a fantastic charity, and a charity that enables anyone with a disability to get out into the garden, and they provide grants so that you can buy specialist tools if you need them, or even things like bark, just to make easier walkways.
Okay.
If you need it. So they're a fantastic charity, and to talk about just to talk about what the allotment does for me mentally and physically, it keeps me fit enough to be with my family. And beforehand, I was bedbound. And it's absolutely amazing to have someone recognise that just because I'm disabled, I can still go out and garden and do the things that I enjoy. Whereas a lot of the time, it's, oh, how can you do that? It's like, well, I'll find a way to do it, but I can do it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So it was
completely.
Sort of putting that down. Yeah, putting that down onto, like, into words. It was extremely satisfying, and it's kicked something else off inside me. And I'm just like, no, this is all I want to do now. This is it.
But you're not letting disability, you know, stop you in life. You're getting on as best you can, and the allotment is a forum for you that you found that really helps.
Yeah, it was life changing, because even though there's it is what you make it. So if you want to do more work on your allotments, then you can do more work. There are different ways to go around things. So you've got, say, like no dig gardening. And I find that extremely helpful. And it's just doing what you enjoy doing. It doesn't matter about your plot neighbour or anything else. It's more about, like, what do you enjoy to eat? What do you enjoy watching grow? And so I don't have a garden. I live in a flat.
Right.
And
yeah.
my my allotment is my garden. Mm. So me and my family spend a lot of time down there, especially in the summer. I've got a 2.5-year-old and he knows where carrots come from. And that for me is like the most rewarding thing out of it. Like, forget how I'm feeling. My 2.5-year-old can pull a carrot out of the ground. Like,
Something lovely about it. Do you know what? We bought our house a year ago and we turned up and there was a vegetable patch. And now I've never had a garden on my own, never done anything like that in my life. And a really lovely moment was when my nephew and niece came over for the first time and pulled carrots out of the out of the patch. And it was just such a lovely moment. And I was like, oh, it really was lovely. And you talk about kind of, you know, it's part of your values in life, the whole gardening piece, isn't it?
Yeah, because I've had quite a lot of mindfulness therapy, and I'm really like an activist for mindfulness therapy, because it has changed my way of thinking, and to be able to be mindful down at the allotment and use it for that purpose, it's undescribable. Like, you can't, the only way that I could say to feel this is to go out there yourselves and just plant anything. Mm-hmm. That's how I started with, like, opened packets of seeds and I just chucked stuff in the ground and I learned from it. Mm-hmm. All right, it wasn't the greatest in the world, but that's how I started. Like, no one taught me anything, or
sometimes that's the best way, isn't it? Just to add anything in life, in a way, throw yourself in the deep end, give it a go, give it your best shot, and if it doesn't work, hey, just try again.
We feed the wildlife down at the plot. We work actively together as well to make sure that there's like places for the wildlife to go instead of like destroying our plots. There's the community which is down there, with there's only 5 of us down there, but because most people, I'm the newbie on the site, most people have been there 30 plus years.
Oh wow.
So you basically take what you can get down there as well. So it's the social aspect, you learn stuff from other people, and you get to complain about the weather a lot, especially at the moment.
So have you made a new friends? I know you said there's only 5 people, 5 plots down there, but have you made some new friends there?
Oh, yeah. So there's a lady who's down there more or less every single day, and she helped me get going on my plot, and she's helped build a lot of things that I can't do. And she's been there with her tools and everything, and at the moment, when I turn up, you spend at least an hour not gardening at all. So
you
have
nice.
To make allowances for chat and catch up and gossip, and then finally we might get on to going off our own separate ways and actually doing some work. But the last couple of weeks, the weather's been so bad that we've just been sat in the shed drinking coffee, but
that sounds absolutely lovely. It does. And also
we're a community.
And not just out, you know, there either. I mean, social media, there's a really great great community, isn't there, on social media for gardening and allotments and people sharing their ideas.
Yeah, so I've met a lot of people from Twitter. And I invite people to my plot to kind of see what an amateur gardener does, and people have interest in that, because if you're self-taught and not professionally taught, like, you're interested in it for a reason rather than for like money. So it's I'm not making a living from this is just I just want to live a good life, basically. And I've met people from Twitter, couple not so local, and I would say that they're some of my best friends now, even though, like, there's normally I find that the people local to me are older than me, but you don't have that sort of gap in gardening. Like, I find that there isn't a generational gap, and no. You can talk to anyone. Everyone has the same interest, and you've all got the same thing in common, and you build from that. And without the guys, I don't think I'd be where I am today. I think that's yeah. absolutely fantastic, and the amount of support and advice that you get from the gardening community on social media. Like, I couldn't do without them, I don't think.
Do you know, I really want to just give a quote from your blog, because I think this is absolutely such a powerful but lovely message. And okay. You say, gardening has no bias. It doesn't judge you. It doesn't expect anything from you. You do what you can within your own abilities. Disability or not, we all have our physical limits, age, gender, sexuality, race, ability. Whatever it is, there's absolutely no bias. And I think that is just such an amazing quote.
It's true. It's absolutely true. Like, you can't garden if you have bias, I think. Mm. And that baggage is just dropped at the door the second that you're in with wildlife, I think, and you're creating wildlife. It's that sort of power when you first see seeds germinating, or you see your first stuff coming through the ground. Mm. That's when you feel like, actually, I can do anything. And yeah. if you can find something like that will make you feel like that, then go for your life. Absolutely go for your life. But there is no bias in gardening.
No.
I think I'll talk to anybody, no matter what age, and I think that's mainly why I'm in it, for the social aspect of it, because there is such a huge community that is just so generous and wonderful, yeah. And it doesn't matter who you're talking to, especially when you're talking to people over social media. You don't always know who you're talking to.
Follow the Gardens Hour, which I think is on Monday nights.
Oh yeah.
And spoken to so many lovely people. And we had a thing when we moved in, we didn't know there was something growing. We didn't have a clue what it was. So I took a picture, and yeah. And it was a real kind of debate. Was it quinces or was it pears? And this went on for quite a while, and it actually became quite interesting. And I think we discovered it was quinces in the end. But, yeah. But you know, it was actually going, having somewhere to go and talk with people. And I just find it so uplifting as well, to see what other people are growing, see all the wonderful flowers. It's just such a lovely community, and anyone who's just got that little bit of interest, you know, join it and just see what's out there and get involved, because I think it's such a lovely way to just talk to people you may not actually, you know, get to meet usually.
They've actually had meetups down at different RHS sites for us chatty lot on Gardens Hour, but unfortunately I missed it because of the weather.
Right.
And it was rearranged, but we're all mad, we're all absolutely mad, so we love a challenge as well. So, like, even though I'm not a professional, there's nothing better than being sent a picture of someone growing something, like one of my friends, or a plant in their garden, going, what's this, what do I do with it, how do I take care of it, and I'm like, yes, my time has come. I am needed. This is my destiny.
I love it. I can ask you one more question. Any more plans to write a blog? Any more blogs? Because it was such a fantastic blog you've written.
Oh, thank you. I'm building a website at the moment, which takes a little bit of time. I'm hoping it should be ready in about a month's time. But I'm doing another guest blog for another lady from Twitter called The Pink Wheelbarrow.
Oh, okay.
So give her a little set. She's fantastic. She's also done a blog post for Guardian for the Disabled.
Oh, okay. I would love to read that. Yeah.
Yeah, her blog, The Pink Wheelbarrow, is just fantastic. So, yeah, I'll be doing more talking. I think I'm writing about, like, the challenges that come across in gardening. So coming across, yay, let's all garden, to this is what it's like at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
do you know, it's quite interesting because one of my friends is disabled in a wheelchair, and she tells me about all the things. I think, you know, she's had some, like you said earlier, about she's had some grants, and they've done all sorts of things, like built planters that she can actually reach, that kind of thing. So there is a lot out there, isn't there? There's a lot of help out there.
There is a lot of help out there, and if there is something that you can't do, then find someone to ask who can do it for you. Like there's absolutely no shame in something that you physically have restriction against, or even mentally have restriction against, saying that you can't do, then seek help. I haven't done this on my own. Like my friends, my family, they've helped me build my shed, rotivate my plot when I first started out. My husband comes down from time to time to do the heavier stuff that I cannot do. And like, it's absolutely fine to ask friends for help. And I take friends down to my allotment who don't garden, and they can't believe it. Like, my family can't believe what I'm producing out of it as well. So when I post on Facebook and post updates and stuff, they literally cannot believe what you can achieve in really, really small steps.
Yeah.
So it's all about doing everything in your own pace. But like, gardening has quite a wide... how do I put it? Like, you've got time to do stuff. There's no pressure. So just doing what you can, and asking or finding, say, like a charity like Garden for disabled, who can help you and who can give you grants for like accessibility, or I think they do quite a really broad range of things that you need help with, even tools. So yeah,
I have to get them on the show.
They're a fantastic bunch, actually. Like, I've not needed to use them, but I promote what they do everywhere. And
there's lots and lots of guest blogs on there, isn't it? I mean, I was having a good old read of those the other day, actually. Lots and lots of other people, you know, all walks of life, talking about, you know, their allotments, their gardening and all sorts of things. It's really, really is a good read.
Well, I think Charles Dowding's on there as well, doing a post, which is pretty cool to write alongside Charles Dowding and be like, he is the master of no dig. Like, I bow down to him. He's like yoga. And then I think Alan Titchmarsh is on there creeping around somewhere as well. So I was like, well, this isn't too bad. Well, I think my nana would have been proud of me.
I mean, back in the 80s, wasn't it, Charles Downey was quite big then, wasn't he? If I remember it rightly.
he's one to look up to, Mr. Downing.
I love it. So if anyone wants to kind of follow your journey, so you've got the blog, and that's on the gardeningfordisabledtrust.org.uk /blog, and you can look through that and find you on there. So you said you're on Facebook as well?
Yeah, so I have a Facebook page, and it's also my blog page, and will be my website page as well. Which is called the Dirty Garden Hoe.
So I'll let you say that.
That's what I thought. I was just like, oh,
no. And on Twitter, you're Hemel Allotment.
Yeah, Hemel Allotment. On Facebook and the website, which will be announced through Twitter anyway. So the best way to find me is on Twitter.
Fantastic stuff. Well, thank you so much for your time, Kelly. It's been absolutely a pleasure talking with you this morning.
Oh, thank you so much, Sarah. Really enjoyed it. Thank you.
And we're going to, you know what? We're going to play a bit of Tears of Fears and Sowing the Seeds of Love.
Oh, tune. Yeah. What a tune.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. Cheers, thanks. Sarah. Bye-bye. Bye.
Online and on DAB Digital Radio, this is Radio Woking.